for each hand we hold, gathered round this table.
Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this Thanksgiving morning. Stephanie Izzard is known for many, many things. She's a James Beard award-winning chef and owner of Chicago's Girl and the Goat, Duck Duck Goat, Little Goat, and now Sugar Goat Cupcake Bakery in the West Loop. She was the first female chef to win Bravo's Top Chef. She's a creator of This Little Goat, a product line of globally inspired sauces and spices. And with all that, she, like so many other business owners, have had to pivot and do things differently to stay engaged with customers during this pandemic. She's got a fundraiser coming up, and she's got some great ideas for your Thanksgiving meal. She joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Stephanie, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. You know, despite things being a little different this year, you can still pull together an amazing Thanksgiving turkey with all the trimmings. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, I've always been had smaller Thanksgiving gatherings since I worked the day after always, so I don't have big family things, but I still always make a meal for 8 to 10 people, and then I just eat it for multiple days, and it's delicious.
Right. Leftovers are the best, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they absolutely are. What's going to be on your table today, Stephanie?
Oh, I mean, my turkey's been going. I started doing a, they say dry brine, which is really just like a salt rub with one of our spices. This Little Goat went to Belize, makes an awesome turkey. I'm excited. I can smell the citrus coming right now.
Ooh.
I grew up not liking sweet potatoes, and now I love them by putting, we put this like sort of spicy soy marinade on and let them slow roast with some spiced pecans on top. And of course, green bean casserole, just updated a little bit. I used my, this Little Goat went to Southeast Asia, so I had a little fish sauce in my green bean casserole for the mushroom, which is delicious. I love taking like staples, but kind of updating them a little bit with some of the flavors that we use in the restaurant.
Yeah, I like that. I saw, you know, you did a stuffing once, and I thought this was pretty brilliant. Instead of using bread, you were using croissants in there. So like, you know, whether they were fresh, leftover, whatever they might be, what a great addition. And again, you said different twists. It's great to do something like that.
Yeah, we use any kind of bread or croissants are great in stuffing, and also saving your old croissants or brioche, a very buttery bread. And if you're having trouble with your gravy today, just put a little bit in and put it in the blender, and it ends up sticking in it perfectly. And it's a lot less stressful than making a roux or starting with that flour base.
Oh, putting some bread in there. Okay, so thickening that up just a little bit so it's not so runny. So instead of the flour, bread for sure.
Yeah, it works great.
What are some of your other favorites for Thanksgiving? Like, tell us some recipes that you absolutely enjoy. You were talking about those sweet potatoes. So are you doing the thing where you scoop them all out and then add your fixings in there and then put them back in and bake them? Or how are you preparing those?
I just peel them and slice them, toss them in your favorite marinade. I'm using our Hong Kong marinade. It's got soy and a bunch of aromatics, but then you just slow roast them until they're just tender. So it's easy to sort of divvy them up. And by putting something nice and savory on the outside, you're sort of celebrating the sweetness, but not going crazy with the marshmallows. My dad was all into the marshmallows growing up, and I was, right. It was not my bit.
So that's what turned you off.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I didn't like them. But we've got that. And then, you know, I always have to have a big, big bowl of mashed potatoes. I think the fun challenge is actually thinking of what to do with all this stuff tomorrow. I'm planning on taking like my leftover turkey and all the leftover veggies, even ones that have a sauce on them, making a little bit of a fried rice with it. Mm. And then also you can take your old mashed potatoes and put a little bit of a batter on the outside and fry them up and have a little, tempura mashed potatoes. We used to do that here at Little Goat on the menu. There's so many fun things you could do with leftovers too, which I think is an interesting challenge.
You talk about the breads and, you know, always having some rolls or something at the table. You also like dressing up butter, which I find really cool, like taking your typical butter and adding things into them just to make that even special.
Yeah, you could even, I mean, if you look in your fridge right now, I'm sure everybody has one of their favorite condiments. I wish it was This Little Goat, but if you have something else that's a barbecue sauce or something that's your go-to, take your butter once it's softened and just add that in. A barbecue butter is just delicious.
We're talking to Stephanie Izzard, and there's more after a look at your Thanksgiving weather. Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning. We're talking to Chef Stephanie Izzard. Girl and the Goat, Duck Duck Goat, Little Goat, Sugar Goat, Cupcake Bakery, and a little bit about your Thanksgiving table. So you're talking about your typical green bean casserole. That is a classic. How do you put a little bit of a different twist in that, Steph?
I just, you know, when I start off my mushroom soup, I make my own cream of mushroom soup for it. Take some of your favorite sausage and kind of start with that. Add in your onions. Add in your mushrooms, and you end up getting a lot of layers of flavor there. And then I like to jazz it up with, I use the This Little Goat, which is our fish sauce, Southeast Asia. But if you have soy sauce or something, just kind of adding some more flavor in there. A little sprinkle of some Korean chili flakes or something a little spicy too is always nice. I remember the first year when I was just out of culinary school that I made my own mushroom soup for the green bean casserole. And my mom went and bought some cans just in case it got messed up because it was so important to have. I was like, thanks, Mom. I really appreciate
that. She's backing you up. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it makes such a difference. It's so tasty when you make your own soup because you can jazz it up however you want.
Yeah, very, very cool. Now, what about dessert? Like, what are your thoughts for dessert, and what are some of your favorites?
Well, now, so we have Sugar Hill Bakery. So we gave out a whole bunch of pies yesterday. So if you end up wanting some, you know, the rest of the weekend, we still have some. We always have Thanksgiving and other pies available. But to make one today, I mean, just jazzing up like your apple pie. We've been adding in some cheddar cheese, a little bit of Yatos, which is this caramelized cheese. And then even a little bit of Parmesan cheese is what we're putting in ours this year. So it adds these different, a little bit of brightness, a little bit of saltiness that you, not enough that you taste Parmesan cheese, but you think, why does this have so much more bright flavor? Why am I so excited to take another bite?
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, your restaurants are all doing takeout right now. Obviously, from a business perspective in all this, I mean, everybody has been doing this day by day, trying to figure this out. And what do we do next? How did this all, you know, when it's this all kind of manifested and we were open for a while, then we were closed again, then we're open again, then we're closed again. Like, tell folks about how you've navigated all these restaurants through this, because it's been difficult for everybody.
Yeah, you know, it's an up and down roller coaster. And I mostly, you know, feel for our staff members who came back for a little while. And then once numbers were rising, we decided to close service again. And so we have very small amount of staff that's doing our takeout, but they've been, you know, we try our best to take care of our staff and keep insurance going and things like that, so that when we can have everybody come back, they, are all in a good place. But yeah, it's sort of taking it day by day, honestly, and then trying to come up with fun ways to make our takeout stand out. And we were really fortunate that we ended up having the silver lining of Sugar Goat opening among all of this craziness. It actually happened because of COVID, because myself and our pastry sous chef, we're working really closely together on desserts for Tiny Goat and for Girl and the Goat and all this stuff. And we just started having these fun, wacky ideas and thought, hey, why don't we just open a bakery? Let's just do it. Let's make a sweets bakery. So she is now our CDC of Sugar Goat, Faith. And she and I work on making just fun concoctions along with some more classics. But avocado toast cake.
Ooh,
we have really fun ice
cream. That's cool.
That
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a cupcake and a cake that tastes like pancakes. So as a shout out to Little Goat, we've got caramel corn cake. We have a pie that tastes like you dipped french fries into a frosty. There's just all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And in these restaurants, too, you're doing meal kits. And I know you did them for Thanksgiving. You know, people picked them up already over the last couple of days. But what are you doing like meal kits going forward?
Yeah, we have meal kits you can pick up locally. And we also nationally distribute to Gold Belly. But you can always go on our site and just get pick up locally. We have a roasted pork shank, a roasted chicken one. We have one that's duck goat, and you can make your own slap noodles at home, which is, it turns dinner into entertainment, which is how I always think of dinner. We have a kit that's coming up that you can actually give to someone as a holiday. I'll be doing a live cooking class in January.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can gift this to someone, and it would arrive like 2 days before the class. But just a fun, you know, I'm always trying to think of something fun and different to get folks for gifts. And if you have a cooking, someone that loves cooking, you could send them this kit as a gift, which I think is super fun.
So you get actually the stuff that you're cooking with, and then it's like Zoom going online. You get tickets for that, and then you get to cook along with you.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've done a couple of them. The last one that we did was vacation inspired, since we all need vacation.
Yeah.
So I even got dressed up in my like summer dress in LA, and I was cooking from my kitchen,
nice.
Drinking some cocktails that you would have on the beach. So yeah, we're coming up with a fun theme for the one for January. But all the kits are a great gift too. You know, it's sort of, what do you get your parents that have everything they need? Send them a box through Gold Belly. It's just kind of one of those fun things. And you could send yourselves the same one, and then you can kind of go on FaceTime and cook with each other. It's a really fun idea to kind of bring your families together in this tricky time.
Yeah, yeah. Zoom isn't just for cocktail hour. You can actually cook together.
Right.
I like that too. I like that
exactly.
too. What are some
Not
of the?
That there's anything wrong with cocktail.
No. The Zoom cocktail hour has been a thing. Absolutely.
I know. That's so funny.
What about your websites? Tell me where folks can start digging in and finding some of this stuff, Stephanie.
I mean, if you follow all of us on Instagram, like me on Instagram, I always repost everything in my stories. It's at Stephanie Iza. That's the easiest sort of central for all of the goat restaurants and everything goat happening. Yeah, that's sort of the best place to see everything.
Very cool. You also chair the board of a nonprofit called Equality Should Be Normal, and you got a fundraiser coming up. First of all, talk to us a little bit about this nonprofit.
Yeah, so Ramel Murphy is the founder, He's like just enough crazy, just like me, where he comes up with an idea and just goes for it. So it's a younger foundation, but already we are putting together a center on 51st Street that is for folks in the Washington Park neighborhood to come. There's food, there's days where we have free haircuts, there's wellness, there's computer center. So we're raising funds for that center and then, you know, for the next steps as the foundation starts to grow. So I'm really excited to see where it takes us. So Equality Should Be Normal. We're having our gala on December 9th. We definitely still have some tickets available. You basically get a kit to cook along with myself and some other chef friends, Marcus Samuelson from New York, Kristen Kish, Joe Flam from right here in Chicago, Brian Jupiter from Chicago, and Carla Hall. Some really great chefs are each going to have food in the box that you cook along, and you get to hang out with us during this gala, along with Miguel Cervantes from Hamilton is going to be doing a number. So
cool.
It's super fun.
Yeah. What are we cooking?
It's a fun night out.
Yeah,
we are cooking all sorts of things from Kristen Kish has a crab and crispy rice cake.
Ooh.
Joe Flam is making a pasta to shout out for his new restaurant that he's opening very soon. Brian Jupiter is doing some amazingness with chicken, and Carla Hall loves vegetables, so she's, you know, bringing us the one sort of healthier dish. Just kidding. And then Marcus Samuelson has this awesome shrimp fritter, and I'm going to kind of be hosting the event and top it off with some sugar goat sweets. So it should be quite the evening.
Nah, very nice. And people could go to what website for this? Equality Should Be Normal?
Equality Should Be Normal, yes. And I also have some information on my Instagram, too. And you get $200, gets you the whole kit with everything in it. And you get to come on and enjoy the gala, and it's for a really great cause. So
very cool.
We're really excited about it.
Very nice. Stephanie Izzard, thanks for sharing all these great ideas for a festive dinner. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe and well.
All right. Thanks, Steph. All right. News is next on 720 WGN.